Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 220.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 220. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all the live audience that is here right now for the very first live stream. So audience, go ahead and make some noise. Woo! Oh wait, you can't hear them because they're online. Okay, anyway, so this is a really, really cool podcast because this is going to be the very first live stream podcast lesson that I'm doing with a live audience that are here with me right now, chatting away furiously. What I'm going to be teaching on in episode number 220 is going to be on creating four-note voicings. Creating four-note voicings. Why do we need them? How do we use them? How do we integrate them? And why are they so important, right? I'm going to demystify all that in this particular lesson, and it's going to be awesome. So if you guys are interested in joining the live audience at any time for any of the podcasts that we have coming up in the future, you're going to want to go to jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast. jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast. Now, if you put your email in there, you can get a link from us. You can join the live audience. You can chat with me. You can ask questions after the recording's over about any of the things that I've taught on in this lesson. With that being said, I'm going to dive right into the lesson right now. Here we go. So what are four-note voicings, essentially? Let me play some for you just to start out. Now, the four-note voicings essentially is the tip of the pro iceberg. I don't know if that really makes sense, but they are literally the highest quality pro sound you could ever achieve in your playing. All right? So this is what everyone strives to get, and this is why all these voicings are so scattered all around the internet. And you're going to see blog articles, videos, all the information you could possibly want on four-note voicings. Now, unfortunately for us, it's all over the place, right? You're going to get teachings on different styles, different methods, different strategies. And what I want to do in this particular podcast lesson is really break down everything regarding four-note voicings and give you a systematic process to achieve them. So, step number one, here is the path, and here is exactly what four-note voicings are in jazz. If I take a four-note chord, like a D minor 7, for example, okay? This essentially is a four-note voicing already, right? But obviously, this isn't the type of sound that we're going for, okay? But, you know, this is a four-note voicing. Another four-note voicing may be a left-hand rootless voicing. For example, I might play this. Or this. Or this. Or this. These are four-note voicings as well. But what I want to talk to you guys about today is creating two-hand four-note voicings. So how do we take a rootless voicing like this or any other four-note voicing and split it into both of our hands? All right? Here is the very first step. We can start at rootless voicings, and if you don't know your rootless voicings, that's okay. We can even go further than that into root position voicings. But what I want to show you is that with a rootless voicing, this is going to be your first step to achieving that high pro sound. So rootless voicings sound great by themselves. Here's a D minor 7 rootless voicing. Now if I change the register, that's going to sound a little different as well. Now I can voice lead through a 2-5-1. That's going to sound really pretty. Your rootless voicings are really the first step, the first key to becoming and sounding like a true jazz professional, right? I can comp through so many chords and it'll sound great just using the standard rootless voicings. all rootless voicings, what I was just playing. So that's going to be your first step. Now, clearly I was playing walking bass line with some mostly right-hand chords, right? Mostly right-hand chords. So again, how do we get to playing two-hand four-note voicings? Okay, this is the process. From here, let's say we take a D minor 7 rootless voicing. We're going to apply a strategy called a drop 2. Now, a drop 2 is where you take the second voice from the top of your chord. Now, if you're looking at my hand here, right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the top. This is the bottom. We have the low end and the high end, the top. I'm going to take the second voice from the top, which is my C natural here. I'm going to drop it down into my left hand. So I've just created, even though we're playing only one note in my left hand, I've just created a four-note two-hand voicing, right? Now, a lot of the times, if you guys know about four-note voicings a little bit, you might see voicings, this exact voicing, right, written like this. So what's the difference there, right? Some of the listeners, listening in their cars right now to this podcast are like, wait, I can't see anything. It sounds the same. That's because it is the same, right? All I did, if you're watching the video, was I switched my hands. I put two notes in my left hand instead of one. So a lot of times, you'll see four-note voicings written like this, okay? Just like that. So two notes here and two notes here. Now, the thing about this is, if you go onto the internet or if you get a teacher, right, teaching you in a way where they say, okay, here is a D minor 7 four-note voicing. You're going to have shells in your left hand, and then you're going to add the 5, and you're going to add the 9. I hate this way. I hate it. I hate this way of education and teaching because, first of all, the student has no idea how you even got to this point. They have no idea how to alter them. They have no idea how to make them their own, and they have no idea how to integrate them into their own true expression, thus handcuffing them to freedom when playing jazz piano. Because what happens here is if you start with this and you try and go and start to move these through 2-5-1s in different ways, you're really going to have no idea how the voicings are moving, how they're voice leading, and how they're leading in through the harmonies. Now, that's what you're going to see. That's why I don't like the four-note, two-hand setup with two notes in your left hand and two notes in your right hand. Now, are there ways that we can use this? Yes, and I'm going to get to them later. Okay, we're still on the first step, path. Okay, the path. So what I recommend and what you should definitely use is your drop two voicing to move through all your four-note voicing. So your left hand is going to have one note for now, and I'm going to use that to create my two-hand rootless voicings, four-note voicings, okay? So I'm on my D minor 7. Let's say I take my, and again, this is a drop two arrangement style of my rootless voicing. So here is my rootless voicing going through 2-5-1. I'm going to play some bass notes down here. I'm now going to split that rootless voicing progression into my two hands using a drop two style arrangement. Now again, this is easier because I can see the full chord. I can see most of the chord, the majority of my right hand. I have three notes to play in my right hand, and essentially they're mimicking the chord already. This format right here is not mimicking what I've practiced my entire life. I've practiced rootless voicings in my right hand with all four notes and my left hand, right? Just like this. We start out practicing like this. We don't start out practicing like this. It's very odd to go in a curricular-based manner from this to this. And it's unfortunate because so many students will go to the internet and be like, oh, cool, four-note voicings. It doesn't lead up. There's no step-by-step process, right? So essentially what has to happen is once you learn your rootless voicings, you're then going to apply your drop two strategy. Now, practicing this and integrating it is another thing, but check this out, right? This is what they're supposed to sound like. Now, if I do the other drop two, rootless voicing structure two, now my seventh's on the bottom, right? Third of the G7 chord, okay? And then 7, 9, 3, 5. And again, our rootless voicings, for anyone who doesn't know, are standard voicings that give us some colors, that give us some extensions, and they do not contain the root in the voicing, whereas a root position chord contains the root. Okay, now they're great because it's an easy cookie cutter way to get some colors, get some extensions, and get some harmonic movement through your 2-5-1s, right? So if I apply a drop two strategy to this set of rootless voicings, here's what it would sound like. Gorgeous, right? Gorgeous. Okay, so that's the first step to creating four note, two hand rootless voicings. I wouldn't recommend playing two notes in both hands, because if you start out there, you're going to miss a whole lot of steps that are not going to lead to what I'm about to show you next. That's the key. This is why students develop with massive holes in their playing, gaping holes, because they don't follow the steps. They go on and they find the gem, the shiny pearl, right? Which is this in most instances, and then they know nothing about that. So to get here, obviously you're going to practice all your chords first, right? Just root position chords. Okay, then you're going to practice all your rootless voicings. You should be able to play your rootless voicings like the back of your hand in all keys through your 2-5-1s, right? It shouldn't matter where you are. That's how well you want to know your rootless voicings. Then you're going to apply your drop twos to your rootless voicings, right? So here's my D minor 7, G 7, C major 7. Whoops, I altered it, which that's going to be step number 2. All right? Again, here, F minor 7, B flat 7, E flat major 7. Okay. Now, when I comp, I'm going to show you one more thing to this before altering. Okay, check this out. I have a two-hand voicing building system within Jazz Piano School and a lot of information about adding the roots. Now, this is to build creative expression in your voicings. Check out what happens to the sound when I add the roots to my drop two. So I'm going to take my drop two, and I'm just going to add the root with my pinky in my left hand. Now this register right here is a little thin for roots. It's a little thin to add my root this high. Bass notes shouldn't really be this high, okay? So essentially, let's check this out. This register right here, there's five registers for comping, okay? There's this low end, mid to low, middle, mid to high, and high. Okay, so we're talking about really the middle and mid to high right range right now for just drop two, four note, two hand voicings. Now, if I move this down, let's say I play a G minor 7 rootless voicing, and I'm going to play a drop 2 of this. Okay, so now I have my drop 2 of my G minor 7. I'm going to add the root to this. Check out how this sounds. Rich, lush, right? Now, check out as I move it through the 2-5-1. You hear how gorgeous that sound is? Just by learning the couple steps I've shown you, your rootless voicings, and then learning your drop twos for your rootless voicings, and then adding your root, right? Just by adding your root, you can create, like, guys, this is the top echelon of jazz voicings. These are what I use. These are what pianists use in recordings, everything, everywhere, like to comp. I'm using these on gigs all the time. Those were all, everything I just played there was exactly what I just taught you with rhythms and some musicality, right? I had some new textures, some slides, okay, things like that. But the voicings, just the pure voicings, right, themselves is exactly what I just taught you, all right, just by adding your root. Now, you don't have to add your root. This setup right here with the root in your drop twos is going to be for this range of the piano. This is what you're able to get, a really lush sound out of this range. Those were all drop twos, right? This is a drop two. I'm going to talk to you about the extensions in just a second. I'm just rolling them with some musicality. I'm adding some musicality, some texture to it, right? But this range for your roots is going to be great. This range in the middle, okay? is going to be great for non-roots. If I want to get a thinner texture, kind of more of a sound that cuts through. Just like that, right? This is for a thinner texture, okay? That's lighter. You know, if you're just bopping away some person, if you're comping for someone, they're blowing their brains out, you know, and you just want to stay there, add some support, right? Just like that, right? Super easy, right? You can already hear like someone just, you know, the drummer's just swinging away and you're just playing those nice, beautiful, rich, light voicings, okay? If they start to turn up the heat, then you can move down here, right? You can move down maybe. Right? You move down into the mid to low range to give more bottom end support. Okay, let's move on. So the next step to this, as you probably heard some of what I was playing, I was altering the sounds. I was altering the sounds. And again, this is something you would not even know unless you went through the steps that I'm teaching you right now. So altering your drop two. So let me talk about your rootless voicings for a second here. For those of you that know your rootless voicings, this should be pretty fun. And if you don't know your rootless voicings, you definitely want to learn them. Obviously, Jazz Piano School has all the information you need to learning your rootless voicings. This is going to be structure two of your rootless voicings right here, okay? So what's happening in your rootless voicings? Again, these are cookie-cutter voicings that are giving you natural extensions, meaning the natural 9 in here. Here's my natural 9. It's giving you a natural 13 and 9 over our G7 chord, over our dominant chord, and it's giving you a natural 9 over the C major 7. So it's an easy way to start playing really nice voicings in jazz piano that you don't really have to think about. Once you practice them, you know them, you can play them, and they work really, really well. But the key thing about your rootless voicings, it's like a gateway. It's a gateway to everything I'm talking about right now with your drop twos and your drop two voicings adding the root. It's also a gateway to alterations and taking those natural extensions that are just casually in your rootless voicings and changing them to make them your own, to paint however you want to paint. Now again, if you just learn these voicings without understanding the process, without understanding the why, you're not going to be able to achieve the freedom you want. And that's why these steps are so critical to your success in learning how to comp and play beautiful, lush voicings on the piano. Now these fit great into solo piano style because you can play the melody up here with your pinky and harmonize. Here's how we alter them. Here's my rootless voicing. Now what I can do here is I can take my natural extensions and I'm just going to do one chord for you right now. I don't want to talk about the minor 7 or the major 7 too much right now. I'm just going to take the G7. So here I just have a regular rootless voicing. Here's my natural G7 rootless voicing. 3, 13, 7, 9. Now I have two natural extensions here. And what I want to do, what I can do, is essentially what I can do is change my extensions. Now remember, I have two extensions. I have the 9 and I have the 13. Okay, so I can change my extensions. Let's say I want to flat my 13. That's what my rootless voicing would become. So now I can take my 2-5-1 and I can change my extension from this to this. Not in two steps, we're not there yet, but just one step. So I'll go from here, to flat 13. You hear the beautiness in that? Just adding that, changing that one extension. Listen to the sound of the difference when I put a lower root too. That changes the texture immediately, right? This is gorgeous. I had to add that top line on there. I was hearing that in my head. Gorgeous. Let's change the 9, for example, and we'll revert the flat 13 back to its natural 13 and its natural habitat, right? Okay. So here is the D minor 7. Okay. Again, G7 with our natural 13, natural 9. Let's change the 9 to a flat 9 now. So we're going to have this. Okay. That's different. Definitely different. right? We have this rub with a natural 13 and flat 9. Sounds good, though. I like it. Some of you may not like it. Some of you may need to get used to it. Flat 9, natural 13, and shells, right? So if I take out the extensions, what we have here is just shells. Isn't that amazing? So essentially, rootless voicings are shells with two color tones, two extensions. Flat 9. Let's change it again. So how many different 9s do we have, right? We have three different types of 9s we can play over the dominant 7th chord. And again, if you don't know these things, they're just things that you need to be able to do, okay? So essentially, right here, let's change this to a sharp 9. Natural 13. That's not a voicing you hear very well, right? Or very often, I should say. Okay, but that is a voicing. Let's change the sharp 9 back to a flat 9, and let's have the change the natural 13 to a flat 13. So I'm going to change the natural 13 to flat 13, and I'm changing the natural 9 to flat 9. Okay, so we have this now. That's the best of the best right there. Flat 13, flat 9, gorgeous, gorgeous voicing, right? Now, we do have a sharp 11 that we can add in there. And if you want to add that in, right, we'd have to kind of rearrange our fingers a little bit. So I might take my 13 over here and move it to my sharp 11, right, just like this. And maybe I switch these fingers, and now I have 13 here and 11, excuse me, 7 here. Right, so I'm going... I had to hear that again. I was like, ooh, I love that. All right. So this is the process to altering what is usually well known as your rootless voicings. Oh, just your rootless voicings, just your rootless voicings. No, these rootless voicings are the gateway. Like, they're the door to be able to play these incredibly lush voicings. Now let's go a step further. Okay. So now I'm able to alter my rootless voicings. What does that allow me to do? Now that allows me to take my altered voicings and apply my drop to tool. I like to talk about these methods and strategies as being tools because they're tools in your tool bag to build your house. When you get to the lead sheet eventually, you're gonna be able to apply these tools to the tune that you're playing. You don't wanna start with the tune and try and work these voicings out. You wanna learn the tools, learn how to integrate them and play them to express yourself freely, and then bring your tools to the lead sheet so that you can use the blueprint. Lead sheets are your blueprint. They're not teaching you how to play jazz piano. They're allowing you to use the framework with the tools you have in your tool bag. If you don't have any tools in your tool bag, like what I'm teaching you here, you're not gonna be able to play the way you want. Let's take some of these alterations now. So now I'm using my drop two format, right? So here's my drop two of my rootless voicing. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the very first alteration we created. Remember, here is my natural rootless voicing. I'm going to take my flat 13 though, right? So I'm dropping, okay, my second voice from my top. So it's going to sound like this, right? So here's my D minor 7. Here's my flat 13 now, right? Do you hear that? I'm going to add some bass notes here so you can hear the richness. How gorgeous is that? Like, let's listen to that a couple times, huh? I'm gonna add some musicality now. I love this because people don't know why their playing doesn't sound elevated. It's because of these musicality textures that I'm adding, different types of slides. Hear how I slide this? So that's with the flat 13. Again, here's without roots. Again, this I would play these if I was comping with a bass player because a bass player will be playing roots. Again, I'm just doubling this note up here to add some more musicality, right? Maybe some top motion on my top line, right? Okay, that's just with my flat 13. So let's change to our flat 9 now as well. So now I'm taking, again, my drop 2 with my rootless voicing. Over my G7, I'm gonna have flat 13 and flat 9. So we've altered our rootless voicing and we're applying a drop 2 tool. We're taking two tools, our rootless voicings and our drop 2, right? Those are two different tools you wanna learn and master and then combine them together to create what I'm playing here right now. All right, sorry, that's your sus. So here to this. Now I changed my alterations. I'll get to that in just a second. So here's your D minor 7, right? G7, drop 2, flat 13, flat 9. Think about that for 1 second. Your G7, flat 13, flat 9, drop 2. Now again, a lot of times you may see this written like this in like a book where you're playing shells on the bottom and you're playing two alterations up top. Now I'm going to tell you why this is important in just a second, but the sequential path to get to the spot that I'm teaching you is the most important thing. This does have a place in jazz, and I'm gonna tell you why in just a second, but you don't want to initially start out learning these voicings like this, okay? That's not going to lead to a complete round, well-rounded integration process of these voicings so that you can use them at any time, all right? D minor 7. These are all drop two voicings I'm using. They're four note two-handed voicings, right? So let's try sharp nine now. You saw me go to my sharp nine. So you can create these nice little top line melodies here is what I've been doing. Now I changed my seven here to a six. Let me leave that. Right? And this can be done in the other position as well. D minor 7. I'm adding the roots here just for a little bit of support, but again, here's your rootless. All you got to do is lift your pinky up. So now I have flat 9 here and flat 13 here. Okay? And then into my C major 7. Now again, you can start to mess around with these however you want. Like, take your C major 7, maybe change the 5th to a sharp 5. Right? You could do that. You could have sharp 11. But this is the vehicle, everybody, that's going to allow you to get the sounds that you want, right? By moving through this path. Okay, it's going to allow you to get to the sounds, the colors, everything you want. All right, so let me go to the last step here. Let me talk about shells in your left hand now and your right hand two notes. So again, like I said, the drop twos, ultimately, they do create two shells in your left hand. Check it out, or excuse me, I shouldn't say your left hand. Two shells on the bottom here, as you can see. Right, I still have my shells on the bottom. I'm playing three notes in my right hand and one note in my left hand. And I still have my shells in the bottom here. So the question arises, why wouldn't you play your shells in your left hand and play those other two notes in your right hand? Well, you can, but like I said, the sequential curriculum learning process to get to the point that I just explained will lead you to more success and more results in a faster way with more understanding. Now, I don't know about you, but I would take that over the other way where I'm not understanding. I don't have freedom over my voicings. I don't know how to change them to build different colors that I want to play. I would take that any time of the day, right? So how do we change this now? And why would we put two shells in our left hand? Well, check it out. If we do want to start to move into the upper register of the piano for comping, okay, this is really, really high advanced concepts, everybody. Changing textures, changing voicings, right? But hopefully you can see the process that will get you there, right? That's really what I want you to take away from this. Rootless voicings into drop two voicings. And if you want to alter your rootless voicings, you're going to change the natural extensions that are found in your rootless voicings to get your drop two with altered extensions, right? So if I use my shells here, let's say I take my drop two now, but I play my two shells in my left hand, okay? Ultimately, this is still a four-note voicing. I've just switched the arrangement of the notes, right? I've switched the arrangement of the notes. So now I have my shells in my left hand, and I'm playing 5 and 9. Let's say you want freedom, right? Right? Let's say you want some creativity. Let's say you want to play what you want to play. Who would want to do that, right? Like, I don't know. I love playing what I want to play, right? Exactly. So let's take this one, actually. It's a little lower. It'll fit with the middle register a little bit better. So let's say we have these two here, right? Now, what you can do with your shells is that since you have your shells there, ultimately your right hand, you ready for this? It can play anything it wants. Anything it wants. Because your left hand is playing shells, all five of my right hand fingers can play a voicing because my left hand is playing the shells. Now, I will use this technique for different types of textures, different types of sounds, atmospheres. If I want to emote different feelings like this, right? Now, I can easily create a four-note voicing out of this, like I just showed you, right? Again, from taking this rootless voicing here. Now, from here, I can change my five if I want to a 13. Like, maybe I want to change my four-note voicing to this. Right? And then maybe, here, I'll play some bass notes here just so you can hear the harmonies a little bit better. Maybe as I move to my G7, again, I want to play this. Maybe I want to add a note. Maybe I want to make it a five-note voicing right here. Right? Like this. And then, again, maybe I want to add a cluster here with the root on top. You see that? So the purpose, after I get in practice the steps that I've taught you up until this point, the purpose of putting your shells in your left hand is to free up your right hand fingers so that it now can pick and choose the extensions or the notes that you want to add to your voicing. Now the freedom and the amazing thing about this is it can be a three-note voicing, it can be a four-note voicing, it could be a five-note voicing, right? It can be a seven-note voicing like I just played. I'm playing seven-note voicings here just because I want to use all five of my fingers in a cluster. Maybe I want to do this. Right? Maybe I want to play a huge spread. Maybe I want to do this. Or this. Right? My right hand ultimately has complete freedom over what it wants to do because the essential areas of the harmony, the shells, are in my left hand. But, again, you don't want to start here. You don't want to start here. So let's recap, and I'm gonna let you guys go, and I'm gonna finish up the podcast episode. So essentially, the first step, right? The first step is we want to know our rootless voicings like the back of our hand. And again, it's not just to play cool sounds. It's literally because they're the gateway, okay? They're the gateway that's going to lead us to more advanced concepts, more advanced voicings, and just ultimately more happiness and joy in your playing, right? Because this is exactly what you want to do. So I'm going to take my rootless voicing. I'm going to create a drop two. If I want to add the root, I can, and I can add the root down here even as well. Like, I don't have to add it just here. I can add the root here if you can reach a tenth. Sometimes you saw me feathering what I call the voicings here, right? So I'll feather, so I'll play my pinky first, and then jump up. This is an altered drop two, by the way, for A7. You know, I could change this as well. I could make natural 13, right? With a natural 9, I could do flat 9, natural 13. I can keep changing it every single time I move through the 2-5-1. Now again, the process to get here is what you want to practice. Practice all your rootless voicings. Then practice your drop twos through your rootless voicings. Just that. Right? I'm just going around the circle of fourths. That's all you want to be able to do for both structures. Here's structure one. That's the key of C. Here's the key of F. Right? That's step two. Then we start to alter our rootless voicings. Right? And I'd recommend doing this with right hand only first. So here, instead of going to our natural G7, change one of your 13s or your 9s. Change it to a flat 13. Don't keep changing them though. Practice one set through all your keys first. So like if I want to change my flat 9, change to your flat 9, right? And then go to your next key, right? So now I'm going to go to my flat 9. and then I'd keep going. Now I'm going to change to my flat 13 and flat 9. And then I'd do the same thing in the key of C. Right? This is going to give you full reign and control over all your extensions, over all your colors, so that you can apply them and use them and integrate them with freedom into the blueprints, into your lead sheets, right? So that you don't have to guess at what colors you're choosing. And as you practice, guess what's going to happen? You're going to develop a relationship with these colors. Your ear, you're training your ear as you play them so that you're starting to understand the way they sound, the way they feel, the emotions that you get personally, you right now, not me. I get different feelings from playing these different colors, right? Two people can look at the same painting and feel completely different ways, right? You know, it's the same thing with music. You can hear an extension, you can hear a natural nine, you're going to feel in completely different way than me. You may feel the same, but you could also feel very different. So as you play them and practice them, you're going to develop a relationship with them that's going to allow you to express yourself freely. Now remember, you can always add the root to these to get a more lush sound, right? Over your... Now check out if I add some reharms. Okay, sorry. I was teaching so much, I was like, I just need to play a little bit. Get the heebs out. So that's about it. Thank you guys so much for watching podcast episode number 220, Creating Four-Note Voicings. Again, go to jazzpianoschool.com to check out all the free information we have available there. Blogs, podcasts, all of our podcasts will be live now. So you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast to get the links to be on the audience, to be part of the live audience. So what I'm going to do now with the live audience, I'm going to answer all their questions. But for everyone listening, everyone watching out there, thank you guys so much for watching. And as always, happy practicing.